Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I don't need to. Why would I?
Well, I'm
how stupid would it never be held for anybody. R. Kelly?
I want to talk about how to find your soulmate. I figured it out. I have the solutions. I have the solutions, y'all.
I'm very tired of all of the lies.
I have the solutions. I have the solutions, y'all. Now, whether y'all want to listen is another thing. Okay? But I have figured it out. Here's the reality, y'all. If I'm being honest, 90% of y'all, 80 to 90% of you all refuse to date on your level.
She's not the worst looking 50-something-year-old woman you ever seen. She's not. So we'll start there. She's in her 50s, I think mid to late 50s. But as you can see already, she kind of has an over-the-top obnoxious personality.
That's the understatement of the year.
She's kind of masculine. She's kind of in your face. Men at that age do not want that personality type, I assure you.
Hell no.
But I just wanted to say that. Let's get back into it. Because she got the answers, y'all.
And you're going to stay stuck. You're going to stay frustrated. And, you know, you're going to stay single. You're going to stay, you know, and single isn't a curse. I'm not saying that like it's a bad thing. But for those of y'all who want to be in a healthy relationship, I'm trying to help you out. Like, understand that. When I give you the advice I give you, when I impart the wisdom, it's because you're coming to me and you're saying, I want to be married. I want to have a family, or I want to be in a long-term relationship. I want to be in something serious.
Let's just be clear. She wants the same thing. This woman that we're looking at, she wants a serious relationship. She helps other people, tries to help other people find, but she's in this same predicament. She's single. So let's just continue with that in mind.
So you coming to me, okay, and you saying this, and then I'm going to give you the solution. I'm going to give you the advice. I'm going to give you the wisdom. Now, what you do at that point, that's on you.
Why are you always such a nasty bitch?
And a lot of you will reject it, okay? What is that secret?
This is one of the most ironic videos ever. She's going to ignore this advice. She doesn't realize that what she's saying applies to her.
You're just... don't get it, do you? You don't.
You refuse to accept that you ain't as good as you think you are. You refuse to accept that you don't look as good as you think you do.
I look like a boss, I feel like a boss, I taste like a boss, nigga. Max Biggavale. Fuck out of here, man.
Women are suffering from it. Men are suffering from it. Okay? Men refuse to stay in the lane in which their paycheck has them in. Men refuse to accept that, you know, I'm a $50,000 earner. And there are things that my money can't do. There are places that my money can't take me. There are women that my money can't afford.
I have no shame in having a price on my kitty cat.
Men who make 50K or less need to accept that there are certain women they can't afford, aka there are certain prostitute women that I can't afford, because those are the only type of women that are going to make money the main deciding factor if they're going to deal with a man or not. Let's be real. What she's saying is 50K men can't afford pretty women. Well, here's the thing. There's some pretty women who aren't for sale.
Shit. Shit.
There are pretty women on this planet, especially in other countries, who are with dudes who don't look that good and don't make that much. I'm not saying it's a high percentage of women, but there are some beautiful women with some average men. It exists. There's some of the rare women who either got with their dude in high school or college, or just a woman who wasn't shallow and superficial and wasn't for sale, and valued character and a connection more than they valued a salary. Those women do exist.
Are you sure?
So I'm telling you, fellas, the women who feel like you can't afford them on 50K, Those aren't women that are worth affording. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
But the problem is, here's the problem, gentlemen, is you want to go somewhere or you want someone that, you know, is out of your pay grade. And for some of y'all, that's financial. But for some of y'all, it's looks, it's height, it's fitness. Like, can we be real?
Here's the thing, though. There's Pookies and Ray Rays who fuck bad bitches in they mama basement. He don't got a job. He a drug dealer, but he not even a, you know, rich drug dealer. He's a struggling drug dealer. And he piss and shit and come on bad bitches all the time in his mom's basement. Don't act like you don't know. Yikes. Come. Risk. Like, here's the thing. There's pretty women having bedroom fun with horses on camera. So what value does a pretty woman with a nice body really have if the women who are supposed to be considered elite can be found on camera sucking horse dongs?
Okay, you know what, though? Ain't nothing funny about that. I wish one of y'all motherfuckers would just start laughing, because y'all know you think this is funny.
As a guy, to pull bitches, you got to be popping in a major way in one of the main categories. So if you don't got the looks, you got to have the money. If you don't got the looks or the money, you have to have mind-blowing charisma. I will admit that. If you want to be a guy that pulls bitches, you got to be top 10% in one of the main categories. So the Pookie and Ray Rays who broke or might be short, they super alpha or super charismatic usually. They got a mouthpiece out of this world. You got to have something that's really popping, usually, to be a dude who just kill it with the ladies.
Okay.
I'm the first person to say, if you are a 55, 56, 57-year-old man, you got a nine-month pregnant belly, you are, you know, scraggly, what I call scraggly, and this is a lot of the older gentlemen at the gym, they're scraggly, okay? And it's not even about your hairline receding for me, it's not, no, but it's you scraggly. Your hygiene is not on point. Your teeth. Can we talk about your teeth?
What?
You have not been to the dentist, and I don't know when. You have not kept up with your teeth and your mouth. So, you know, if you my age and you're a gentleman and you are the gentleman that I just described, like, no. Anita is not no. No.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
So, yeah. Usually guys like that aren't going to be swimming in Poontang. And we're going to get back to some things, but we'll leave it there for now.
Anita did not put in all this work for that to be my reward. Okay? I put in a lot of work. I put in a lot of work to look like this. I put in a lot of work in the gym. I make sure. See the teeth? Ah, got all. Look, got all. Got all the teeth. I have not lost any teeth.
What you want, a cookie?
I'm proud of you. You know that. I hope you do.
So, Anita, yes, you're attractive. You're fit. I think you're kind of intelligent. Y'all never hear me say that. So, many people will say, well, she's a catch then, right, RB?
Wrong!
When it comes to what men are looking for, fuck no. Her personality is obnoxious. She has one of those personalities that men can't stand, especially older men. It's too in your face. It's motherly. It's like a aggressive mother type tone. It seems like she would be controlling. It seemed like she would always be telling you about yourself. She has an online presence. Men don't like that. I can go on and on and on. But most importantly, despite how good she might look, how good she kept her body, how good she kept her teeth, she's a 55-plus-year-old woman on the dating market.
Something is wrong here.
Most men who are single after 55, they're not looking to get into a serious relationship with a 55-year-old woman, especially one like this who's in your face like this and loud like this. I mean, you're a good looking woman. So yeah, they'll put you on the roster, hang out with you from time to time, hit up the casino. But far as something serious, fuck no. But here's where I got to bust your bubble.
Now, this is why I started to get harsh.
Type of men who would try to see what's up with you and take you serious, they're going to be the guys with the 9-month pregnant belly. They're going to be the guys who got whatever, diabetes, a missing front tooth, a little eye twitch. It's going to be those guys. That's your level as a 55-year-old woman. It doesn't matter how good you look, how fit you are, how good your teeth are. When it comes to the dating market and what men like, you're on the same level as those scraggly guys you just described. And I understand why that doesn't make sense to you, because you figure, I look better than them, I'm more healthy than them. It doesn't fucking matter.
Why not?
So you're in that position where it's just going to be better for you to not date. It's just so funny that you're making this video talking about how people refuse to date on their level. You're who you're talking about. And you just broke down why you're who you're talking about. And this is what I want to say too. Some of those guys with beer bellies are actually good guys. Some of those guys with a crooked missing front tooth or whatever, some of those guys are good God-fearing men who you would be lucky to have. But you're still on your shallow kick from back when you were 16, 17. I'm guessing that's probably why you left your husband, because you thought you were cute enough to do better and you just don't understand how the dating market works, apparently. Hey, don't get me wrong. The guy that you think you deserve in your head, he'll fuck you for a few months. Nothing serious is coming from it. You're not getting married, nothing like that. So you're cooked, Anita. You're cooked. But this was just too ironic for me to not go over.
The teeth are straight. The teeth are white. The teeth are clean. The teeth are flossed. All right? And, you know, I put that work in at the gym. There's certain things I don't eat. There's certain places I don't go to eat. Okay? I'm seeing my doctor regular. My hygiene is right and tight. Okay, I'm working on getting my booty a little bit rounder. I don't need it to get bigger. I just need it to get, like, rounder.
Man, get off that shit. It's over. It ain't nothing nobody can do about it now.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.